Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
It is now officially spring, even if the earth hasn't entirely shaken off winter. Be that as it may, I think this is a very optimistic time of the year, especially for lovers of locally grown food. Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one of the first things we're able to do is rustle up a bunch of greens and make some salads, which is why we've invited our great friend Liz Nuttall to be with us. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
this is the time when we're seeing all these baby greens. Everything's poking its head up out of the dirt. Chives are going crazy. And, you know, I don't know if it's that they're so good or it's just that I haven't had them in so long. I just can't wait to start eating them.
I'm totally in agreement. Well, Liz, what kind of things can we be looking forward to?
Well, you look for the greens that are just leaves as opposed to a head of lettuce.
The head lettuce.
Oh,
right.
Sure. Okay.
So you look
right
for spinach and arugula and things like that come up, and mescaline greens and that kind of thing.
Right, right. And building a salad, you can be pretty creative here, can't you?
You can. As long as you have your basic bed of greens, you can add just about anything
sure
to it. If you want to add your protein to it to make it a full meal, you can do that. If you want to add dried fruits or roasted vegetables or any number of things, you can make a good salad that way.
And what are we going to dress this with?
Well, I like the basic French vinaigrette,
which is
1/3 of vinegar, and that's either a balsamic vinegar or a sherry vinegar or a red wine vinegar, and then 2/3 olive oil and some mustard, a little tablespoon of mustard in there, and chopped garlic.
Oh, nice.
Now,
you
can leave out the garlic and put in shallots.
Sure.
You can sweeten it up by adding a little bit of jelly to it, like an apricot jelly to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to have the vinegar, or especially the balsamic vinegar, and the oil tend to be very base. You want to have some acid to kind of pull it all together.
Gotcha. Now, you've been kind enough to put together some salad ideas. Can you run those past us quickly?
Well, sort of my favorite. So this is a basic meal. I just dress the greens with the French vinaigrette. And then I grill a piece of steak and I slice it up about quarter-inch slices against the grain. And then I fry up some onions and put it on top of that. And, everything with
that's
onions
all it takes
is better, right?
That's right. That is
what else
lovely
might you be serving us if we stopped by?
Well, some crusty bread and my good charms.
Oh, good. That's it. Have another salad there for us?
I do. So if you want to go sort of the hot or warm type of salad.
Yeah.
You can do a spinach salad that, again, has a slight variation on the basic vinaigrette, but you put a poached egg on top of it because this
is
when all the chickens start laying eggs again.
Springtime.
That's
good, too.
This is really good. We're going to put these ideas on the website and then let people go out and try them. Do you have a favorite green, by the way?
I personally like spinach.
I
use spinach when I make a sandwich. Yeah. You know, that's my favorite.
Jerry?
I think I'm arugula, especially in the beginning of the season.
I agree. And I love frisée because it's so delicate and adds so much texture to things. And they're all going to be coming to us very, very shortly.
Looking forward to it.
I am too. Liz, thank you so much for being
here. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always fun. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.